Once again, I heard one of those popular Christmas songs on the radio at shopping malls. You better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list, he's checking it twice, he's going to find out who's naughty or nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping, he knows when you're awake, he knows if you've been bad or good, so be good for goodness sake. I'm sure you've heard this song because it's played on the radio or sung at Christmas parties. It's not my favorite, but it's one of those Christmas songs which you cannot forget. It's a song with an easy melody and a lyric, and I understand its desire was to help children be good, because it goes back to 1938, pre-World War II. Its aim was easing the minds of children and adults during those difficult years. Yet when I hear this song, I hear Santa will judge me, whether to receive gifts or no gifts at Christmas time. So the time comes when Santa decides if I desire gifts at Christmas time. But as a young boy, there was always something within me that said Santa Claus knew already whether I was good or I was bad. Still, he would bring me some gifts and be placed under the Christmas tree. This song talks about naughty and nice, good and bad. But John the Baptist this morning, his words speak of repenting and pointing to Jesus. We hear it in today's gospel reading. John's message is one of restoring our good relationship to God, the God who comes to us in the flesh of Jesus. So I could put this song this way. You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Jesus Christ is coming to town. For me, that would be a better way of reflecting this song. In other words, Emmanuel, God with us, comes to us to restore God's people with justice and love, where the world is filled with injustice and hate. John's message tells us of God's kingdom in Christ. He talks about Jesus' healings and his teachings. He spreads the good news. The many Hebrew people heard this message about John, and they were filled with fear and excitement. It was a powerful message, and people sought to prepare themselves for the arrival of the Messiah. People were baptized in the River Jordan to forgive their sins. They anticipated Messiah's arrival. And they thought, many thought, that the Messiah would be a new King David. Some even thought it could even be a spiritual or political leader. But John proclaims repentance and doing good works of love. He wanted people to be restored in a relationship to God, because often the people had not restored that relationship. He called them to bear fruits of faith and justice, mercy and love, which the Christ shows in the kingdom. Now, every year I hear this story about John the Baptist. We hear this story, and I wonder why we hear it every year at this time. When people want to celebrate Christmas, even before Christmas Day, I ask myself, why does the church still focus on John the Baptist this Sunday? And I understand it goes back to the 4th and 5th century Christian church, when people thought that Advent was like Lent. It was Lenten time for preparation for the coming of Christ, the Messiah. So when you read these scripture readings for today, it talks about the preparation for the Messiah's birth, when Christ will come again. I understand even some Christians still to this day expect the Messiah to arrive, because they're yearning for the restoration of God's kingdom, much like in Genesis, where there was a great kingdom with no sin. Matthew's gospel gives powerful words to John the Baptist, this strong person who lived in the wilderness, wore strange clothing, and was a prophet. Notice John's words. John had one mission in life. It was to announce to the world that Jesus, the Messiah, was coming. John, this long-awaited son of Zechariah and Elizabeth, and a relative of Mary and Joseph, John announced the coming of the Messiah. Notice every time you see a painting in a museum or in church, John is always pointing to Christ. Even when you see those pictures of young Jesus and young John, John is pointing to Jesus. It was his mission in life. John points to Jesus who comes into the world, and we're called to announce that Jesus is come when we celebrate Christmas. John did prepare the people, his words to prepare for Christ, the one who's come into the world. And he reminds us, I think, by these lessons, that we need to be restored in our relationship to God, repenting of our sins and wrongdoings, believing in God's good news of God's love, God's redeeming love. How unlike Santa and the Christmas song. Because I think that song produces a sense of guilt, even goodness. But John's message prepares for us for God's love in the here and now. God's grace does shine over us. Christ's light shines in our darkness in the way of God's truth. Recently, I read this article about a soccer team in Germany. The soccer team had a tough season. After five consecutive matches without a single goal, the fans decided a team needed a little help. The fans showed up one day at the stadium with a large, bright, colored cardboard sign. They gathered at the end of the stadium so that the Magdalena players, who had no trouble seeing it, could find the goal with this sign. The soccer players took it to heart. They brought their strength to bear in announcing their desire to win more games. And they did. That sign, for some reason, prompted them to be more energetic, to have more strength, to win more goals. I sometimes think we Christian people need to do the same thing. We need to have a colorful sign pointing to Christ this Christmas. In many ways, I believe John's life needs to be understood in terms of a pilgrim. We think of John as a messenger, but I think of John primarily as a pilgrim, a journey to see Jesus in Nazareth, onto Galilee, to Jerusalem, to the man on the cross, and then to hear the Easter message. John's message points to Christ, just as Isaiah's message points to Christ's coming, and Paul keeps saying again that Christ will come again. What is a pilgrim? Professor Rule Howell, a well-known Christian writer, leader of seminars for clergy, tells of an incident in his life that helps to explain this theme, pilgrim. He tells of an incident that took place at an airport. He was reading a book, waiting for the departure of a plane in December. A young man sat next to him at the airport, in the waiting area. The young man kept looking at Howell as if desiring to talk to this professor. But Howell continued to read, looking very professional-like with a sweater and jacket. Suddenly, the young man asked Howell, "What do you do?" Howell was not prepared for this question, and so he paused before answering. Then, censoring Dr. Howell's hesitation, the teenager persisted and asked, "What are you?" Howell was surprised by his almost instantaneous reply. "I'm a pilgrim," Howell stated. "What the heck is a pilgrim?" said the young man. "Surely you know what a pilgrim is," asked Howell. "I thought they were all dead," replied the teenager. "Well, I'm another kind of pilgrim in this world, on a journey from birth to life," answered Howell. "What do you mean, birth to death?" said the teen. No, said Hal, I just mean that. I mean from birth to life. When you think of that exit, that incident, think how it articulates what Hal is and who he is. Hal sees himself as a pilgrim from birth to eternal life, really. It tells who he is and what he has done. And he speaks of Advent in the same way, as a pilgrimage, a journey to Bethlehem, to Jerusalem, and on to Easter. His incident tells us who we are and what we do. We are God's children, and we have a mission too. John was more than a missionary. He was more than a messenger. He was a pilgrim. He devoted his life to bringing forth God's good news. And isn't this what Advent's about? To point to Jesus, his birth in Bethlehem. To point to the Prince of Peace. To point to the one who comes asking us to do deeds of kindness and mercy in our acts of serving others through the gifts we give to others. Because as Hal says, we have all the stuff in life, but remember, we can't take it with us. We are in birth to life, and we have to leave it here on earth. So we really are pilgrims when you think about it, from birth to life, eternal life, because these things that we have can't go with us. But we do go because we know who we are and what we do. So I say to you, may be filled with joy and peace in believing, and may you abound in faith and hope as a community of believers this year, knowing that Emmanuel, God is with us. Amen. Alleluia.